I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is testifying in Washington, D.C. today about climate change. The mayor is set to appear before a panel of Senate Democrats. Bottoms will reportedly tell lawmakers about Atlanta's climate change plans, including a commitment to transition municipal operations to 100% clean energy by 2035. Atlanta's jail task force held its first meeting on Tuesday. The 25-member group will help to determine the future of the city's detention center and how the space will be repurposed. Sharon Turner is a member of the task force and spent some time in the jail. She says her goals are to
transform ACDC into a center of wellness, freedom, and equity for people like myself that needed resources, housing, and mental health services. Not incarceration.
Population at the jail has continued to decline since the city ended cash bail and stopped accepting Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees. Well, U.S. Representative John Lewis of Atlanta addressed Congress yesterday as part of an effort to condemn President Trump's recent tweets attacking four Democratic congresswomen. Lewis says Trump telling the four U.S. citizens to go back where they came from is a familiar tactic.
I know racism when I see it. I know racism when I feel it, and at the highest level of government, there's no room for racism.
The motion to condemn the president's language passed the House on Tuesday. None of Georgia's Republican representatives supported the measure. Well, more than two dozen pilot whales beached themselves on St. Simon's Island yesterday. A Facebook video shows hundreds of beachgoers trying to push the disoriented whales back to the sea. According to the Department of Natural Resources, most of the animals were returned to the ocean, but two of the whales did not survive. Biologists say mass strandings are more common for pilot whales because they tend to live and travel in social groups. And UGA football coach Kirby Smart spoke during SEC Media Days on Tuesday, previewing the upcoming college football season. Smart says Alabama is still the team to beat after another tough loss to Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide last season.
A lot of that goes right here to me. We got to do a better job finishing the game, and they're a physical team. What I think we've shown is that we can match that physicality. We haven't finished that physicality, but we're not getting shoved around out there.
The Bulldogs are seeking a third straight SEC East title. Their season opener is at Vanderbilt on August 31st. And the Atlanta United return to the pitch tonight for a match against the Houston Dynamo at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Game time is 7 p.m. Atlanta is in fourth place in the MLS Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.